Hey. Hello. That finally got your attention. Hey, you look confused. Would you like a guide? You know, a guide to show you around? You look lost and confused, so I thought I would ask if you'd like some help. Oh, no, don't worry, I won't charge you a thing. I just really felt compelled to help you out. You look friendly, and I wanted to talk to you. Besides, I know this place pretty well. I know many things. So, are you in a hurry? Are you heading to the station, perhaps? I know where it is from here. I could show you. No? Oh, I know. You probably have a business meeting or something in a few minutes, then. Let me show you where all the big banks are. No? Oh, so no business meeting? You don't have anywhere you need to be? But why do you seem so stressed out then? Never mind. It's good that you have nothing going on. That gives me an opportunity to guide you around all the sights. This building, for example, is actually the town hall. It was constructed in 1834 by Liam Singh. Oh, You don't seem very interested. That's odd. What am I going to do with you, mister? You're clearly lost, but you don't seem to have a destination or goal. What? Oh. Oh, I see. You're one of those. It was so simple, so obvious. You're at your limit, aren't you? You're stressed, fed up, your mind is racing and you can't make it stop. There's nothing you can do, but there's so much left undone. You're scared of the future, you loathe thinking of the mistakes you've made in the past. Of course. All you need is for someone to tell you to let go. Relax. I'm sorry, baby. I didn't realize how stressed out you were. No wonder I was drawn to you. You poor thing. You're so lost. Well, don't fear. Your guide is here for you now. I want to help you feel safe, sweetie. Would you like me to hug you? Yeah. You feel so nice. I know. I'm nice and warm and soft and so comforting. It's been a while since you've really been held, hasn't it? There. Everything is fine. I'm here for you. And I'm practically made for cuddles. Everything will be just fine. Listen, I'd like to spend a little bit of time with you, if you don't mind. Yeah? And while we're together, you won't have to worry about anything. You can simply relax and let me take care of you. Oh. Oh, you're so good at hugging. I'll take that as a definite yes. Oh, I know, sweetie. The world is such a confusing place, isn't it? It can so easily overwhelms such a good person like yourself. Let me give you a kiss. There. It's okay. All a sweetheart like you needs is a little reminder that the world really isn't out to get you. And that's why I'm here. It's my job, and I love doing that. Shh, it's okay. It's okay. I promise. You really are good. And everything will be just fine. Where should I take you first on this little journey? I know just the place. As a guide, that's what I do, and I'm very good at it. I can take you anywhere. And today, I'm thinking I'll take you somewhere lovely where you can relax. I want to guide you to peace and comfort. I'm going to help you put your mind at ease and help you fall asleep. And maybe, along the way, perhaps we can figure out what's amiss. I'll try and help you connect with the loving person you are. And from there, I can try and encourage you to take the next step. Yeah. Sounds good, doesn't it? Well, that's just what to expect when you get pampered by a top-rated guide such as me. And that's not made up, by the way. I'd appreciate if you left me a 5-star rating. Wink. Now then, we'll need to do some preparations before we can set off. I want you to pay close attention to everything I say during our entire voyage. Do you think you can do that for me, sweetie? Good. You're doing great. The first thing I want you to do is to get comfortable. Laying down or sitting comfortably will do just fine. But I don't want you to start fidgeting. No. You need to be free from distractions. It's your mind that's going to travel with me, you see? So to that end, I'd like to make you feel nice and heavy. Is that okay, sweetie? We're going to start with your breathing. This exercise will have you taking a deep breath in, and then holding your breath, and then exhaling. I use it a lot, and it's safe. So, along with me now. Breathe in and hold and exhale. 1, 2, 3. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. Hold and exhale. All right, and I'll do it with you. And again. Good. You're doing very good. Now, for this part of the exercise, I'd like you to focus on the part of the body that I name. When you exhale, all of the energy from that part will exit with your breath, leaving you nice and relaxed and heavy. Are you ready? Here we go. Breathe into your legs. Hold your breath and let go. You feel your legs getting so heavy. Feel how they sink in. Good. Now breathe into your stomach and hold it and let go. The more you breathe, the heavier you feel. Breathe into your chest and hold. Now let your worries go. When you feel stressed, relaxing for a moment like this will focus your mind and help you accomplish whatever you are ultimately trying to achieve. You're doing exactly the right thing, sweetheart. Don't worry. Relax and listen to the sound of my voice. Relax. Here we go again. Focus on your shoulders and your neck. Breathe in. Hold your breath. And breathe out. Breathe in through your arms. Hold your breath. And breathe out. Follow the sound of my voice. There's nothing to think about anymore. Sink in. Sink in. You feel how you've become heavy and relaxed. Breathe in through your hands and your fingers. Hold your breath. And breathe out. And finally, breathe in through your head, your scalp, your nose, your eyes, your eyelids. Let them all become so heavy and relaxed. Hold your breath. And breathe out. You've done so well, sweetie. Now you're ready and open to let me guide you. Listen to the wonderful place that I brought you. You and me. We are in a warm, natural mud bath together. There's volcanic activity in the area, and hot water rises up and creates natural hot pools like this. This is so relaxing. I love the feeling of being hugged and weighed down by this warm mud. It's one of my it's one of my favorite places to go. Like, top 10. All life arose from warm mud like this. It makes sense why it feels so natural to return to it, don't you think? You human beings are very connected to the natural world, sweetheart. You are not some alien thrust into this place. It was not forced upon you. You're part of it. You were born of it. And as a part of this world, you are as much in it as it is in you. Try and remember that while we lay here in this warm mud. Feel how it clings to you, drawing you in, drawing you out of your own mind. Feel how it becomes an extension of yourself. You can allow all of the warmth inside you. I think it's very important that you not forget how connected you are to the world. When was the last time you let someone know you loved them? It's not too daunting, is it? You should let the people around you know how you feel. I'd rather someone be honest with their feelings for me rather than constantly hide them. It makes me very happy when I hear that someone I love loves me too. But it also makes me happy when I tell someone. So, how about another practice? Close your eyes. Breathe in and out. I'd like you to picture someone you love in front of you. Tell them how much you appreciate and love them. Be honest. Just tell them your feelings. Now see them smile back. And allow yourself to feel their joy. Oh, you're doing very well. Now, this time, I want you to tell this to someone you haven't said this to nearly enough. Breathe in and out. Keep your eyes closed and picture this person in front of you. Tell them how much you appreciate and love them. Now smile. Now let yourself feel the joy and happiness of love. Please use this technique outside of our little journey to help connect you to the ones that you love. Goodness, you are so good at this. Here, can I see your hand? Palm up. Yes, it is as I thought. Your skin has gotten quite wrinkly. We've been in this mud bath for long enough. I know you're tired. Let me help guide you to sleep, sweetie. Here, hold my hand. And up. And that was nice, wasn't it? Here, let me dry you off. Where are we now? Oh, right. I forgot that this place can be a little strange. This is the hallway of possibilities. Behind every door you see along this endless hallway lies a new place, a new feeling, a new state of mind. From here, I could take you to space or deep below the ocean. It's how my kind became such good guides. But right now, What you need is sleep. And that lies behind one of the doors at the end of this corridor. I know you're tired. I can see it. I don't expect you to walk all of the way to get to sleep, so I'll carry you. I will carry you to the right door where you will find the perfect sleep. And when it's time, when you need me again, I will find you. Don't you worry about a thing. You can come relax in my arms now. There. You've been so good. Let me just find the right door for you. I'll make sure it's the door that will lead you to the best possible sleep. I want you to drift off. You can fall asleep right here in my arms. Shh. It's okay. It's all right. I'll give you one last goodnight kiss. Good night. And sweet dreams.